you will hear an interview with a boy called Joe Stone, who's talking about a drama group he belongs to.
I'm talking to Joe Stone, who's going to tell us about the drama group he belongs to. Joe, why did you decide to get involved?
I wanted something different from the usual after-school activities. My friends are into sport, and they wanted me to do stuff with them. But I know what I'm like. I love being the centre of attention, and this was my chance to be just that. I had no idea if I'd be any good on stage. I just went for it.
So, tell us about the drama group.
A local drama teacher started it, especially for our age group. It's great because you get to meet guys from other schools. We put on a big musical each winter. Anyone can buy tickets online for the live show. This year, we're putting a recording there too, in case any friends and family can't make it on night.
How easy was it preparing for your first show?
Well, it was a musical. I'm not bad at singing, but when I was asked to play the main character, it came as a shock. Some group members were a bit annoyed because I was new, so I had to deal with that. I was surprised how many dance routines there were to learn. I was only just ready in time.
And what effect does the group have on your schoolwork?
I'm lucky. When the show's on, my teachers don't mind if I'm a bit tired in class. It's my parents who wonder whether I'm keeping up. But actually, everyone in my class does out-of-school activities, and drama doesn't take up any more time or energy than sport or music or whatever.
Have you ever had problems with equipment during a show?
One night I was put in charge of an amazing spotlight that we borrowed at the last minute. Somebody showed me how to switch it on, but when the moment in the show came, I pressed the button and nothing happened. Fortunately, I was able to fix the problem after a couple of minutes, in the dark.
What do you enjoy most about being in the group?
It's made me a more confident person. If I can stand up and sing in front of an audience, then stuff like job interviews won't be so hard. I'm nearly always cast as the good guy, but I don't mind. I'm not sure if I'd like to do acting as a job, though. We'll have to wait and see.